Hi, everybody. Susie O here. I want all of you to go to myalliant.com. That's myalliant.com. And I want you to take the Stay Smart quiz. Are you smart with your money? Are there other things you need to be doing with it? Five simple questions that will let you know, are you smart or do you need to make a move? And what is that move to stay smart? Go on, check it out right after this podcast at myalliant.com. June 12th, 2022. Good morning, everybody. So this morning I was sitting and talking to KT, and she says to me, Susie, are you going to tell everybody what you said you were going to tell them about when we did Thursday's Ask Susie and KT Anything show? And I said, I don't know, KT, I don't think so. She goes, why not? And I said, KT, Friday changed a lot. It changed a lot for the future of all of us. And if I had talked about it on Thursday, it would have made sense. For today, I want to talk about something else. And she goes, do you need my help? And I said, KT, I always love your help. But once again, I'm just going to do this one all by myself. But she sends her love to all of you. So what happened on Friday that really concerns me? What happened on Friday is once again, the CPI rate, which stands for Consumer Price Index, came out at 8.6%, which measures the rate of inflation. And rather than going down like everybody else thought, it actually went up. Now, if you've read any of the interviews that I've done lately or anything that I've talked about, I've been telling you, I want you to conserve. I want you to be careful because inflation rules. It dictates everything at this point in time. And if inflation continues to go up, that means the stock market will continue to go down. It means you pay more for absolutely everything. Do you know that in California right now, there are some gasoline stations that are charging $7.76 for a gallon of gasoline? The nation's average right now is $5 a gallon. So we're up almost 100% from a year ago. The cost of food, the cost of your airplane tickets, the cost of eating out, the cost of absolutely everything is going up. Rent is going up. Mortgage interest rates are going up. Everything is going up. And that has an effect really on your future. Because what I'm afraid of is a lot of you still have a little money around from whatever it may be, or you have money, and you're just going along with these inflation increases like they mean absolutely nothing. So what if eggs have doubled? So what if I'm paying $5 a gallon? It doesn't matter. When you start to adopt that attitude, then you're on the road of not valuing money for what money really is and what money can really do. And when you undervalue money, you also undervalue yourself. Because as you know, I have this belief that you and your money are one. And what you do with your money, how you feel about your money, how you invest your money, how you waste your money, really represents how you feel about who you are means you undervalue yourself, you undervalue your efforts, because eventually, for most households in the United States, it is going to catch up. The other day, I read an article that absolutely blew my mind, which was people who happen to be earning, taking home $250,000, one out of three of them are living paycheck to paycheck. Did you just hear that, everybody? One out of three taking home $250,000 a year are living paycheck to paycheck. Those taking home $50,000 a year, 80% are living paycheck to paycheck. That is a lot of people. But yet, people just don't seem to be taking this seriously. So why am I taking this so seriously? I'm taking this seriously, and really, KT and I are watching everything that we are buying. The other day, she came in from the store here on the island. There's just a little market, and she said, "Susie, do you know that a pineapple is $10? And I said to her, "And did you buy it?" She said, "No way. I would never spend that kind of money on a pineapple." We value every penny that we have. We are not flippant with it. We are not just, "Oh, we have it so we can spend it." We worked really, really hard to have what we have. You have worked really, really hard to have what you have. So you need to really take what's happening seriously. Because little increases here, little increases there that you're not even noticing can really eat away at your savings. While at the same time, the stock market is absolutely eating away at your net worth that you have invested in the stock market. The only thing that isn't being eaten away is real estate prices. Those are staying just fine. There's still a demand there. But the truth of the matter is, and you need to listen to me carefully on this one, for the first time in history, there are more people invested in the stock market than in real estate. So what that means is that there are more people losing money right now, probably money they can't afford to lose, than they are invested in real estate. Now, that is not me saying all of you should cash out and go invest in real estate. That is not going to be the point of today's podcast. Today's podcast is another wake-up call, a wake-up call to, I feel like, we're being nickel and dimed to death out there. And there really isn't, in my opinion, a solution to it. The other fear that I have is the fear of shortages. Recently, we just saw how being able to buy milk for babies was almost impossible to do. Formulas. And what were those mothers and fathers going to do? There was nothing to buy. I'm afraid shortly here, and I don't know when that's going to be, there is going to be a dramatic shortage on food. It has to be. You know, in the same way I kept saying to all of you, be careful with this war. Oil has got to go up. It's got to. We don't have enough oil to meet the demand. So when we don't have enough supply to meet demand and there's no answer for it, there's only one thing that can happen, and that is the price of oil has to go up. And you have seen that happen. When you have a situation like we have in Ukraine and Russia, which controls most of the wheat and the breadbasket, it's called, of the world, eventually that has to trickle down where things start to show itself and we won't have enough food. So little by little, once again, we are going to see that we have a shortage of things. When there is a shortage of things, prices will continue to go up and up and up. Now, on Wednesday of this coming week, The feds once again will announce what they are going to do with short-term interest rates. Because as I've taught you in the past, the way that the government, the way that the feds try to control inflation is they raise short-term interest rates. And when interest rates go up, it affects everything. The interest rates on mortgages, which are now like 5.5%, they possibly could continue to go up. Treasury bills, bonds, and notes, interest rates can go up. The interest rates on your savings accounts go up. The interest rates on your credit cards go up. The interest rates on your home equity lines of credit go up. And when interest rates go up, that tends to slow the economy because it costs you more to buy things if you have to finance it. So then you start to not buy things. That slows the economy, which supposedly brings down inflation. So we'll see what happens. But the reason that you saw the stock market go down last week, especially on Friday, was because inflation came out at 8.6%, which was higher than what everybody except me and many other people like me anticipated. So I want you to be careful here. I want you to once again understand that when interest rates go up, it truly affects technology stocks that will continue most likely to go down. And even though they may seem like a bargain here, even though the ETFs that focus on technology seem like a bargain here, we are not done with this market going down. Now, I said to you in the past few weeks, we'll see possibly a bounce in the market, which we did. I also said when it bounces, you may decide if this is money that you can't afford to lose and you need right now to come out. But if you have time on your side, obviously, 5, 10, 15 years or longer, just stay in, continue to dollar cost average. There is some good news about this, believe it or not, if you know what to do. You know, I was thinking about how it was June of 2021 that I first started talking about Series I bonds when the interest rate was at 7.12%. Now the interest rate is at 9.62% and inflation is still high. There's probably a really great chance that come November 1st, when they set the rates again, it may reset at around the 9% level. So again, investments in I bonds are something you all should be looking into, all right? However, right now, I want to talk about something that I think is affecting a whole lot of the women and money community audience, and that is Social Security. So many of you, and I'm so proud of this, I can't even tell you, are older that listen to this podcast. You're collecting Social Security. You have retired. And now a lot of you are being really affected big time by inflation because you're normally on a fixed budget, a fixed income, but yet your expenses are going up across the board. So I want to talk to you about one piece of good news that I think you can expect in 2023. Just like the Consumer Price Index gives the average increase of a basket of goods that all of you buy, there's something called the Consumer Price Index W, or the CPIW. And this is an index that the Bureau of Labor Statistics, normally referred to as the BLS, publishes every single month. And the Consumer Price Index W stands for Consumer Price Index for Urban Wage Earners and Clerical Workers. And the reason that the CPIW is very important for all of you on Social Security is because this is the index, the figure that is used to adjust your Social Security benefit every year. Remember, Social Security has a cost of living adjustment, COLA, every year. So as this index goes up, so does your Social Security check. However, normally, even though your Social Security check goes up, your Medicare premium also goes up, so they usually cancel each other out. Now, this month, the CPIW came out at 9.3%. That is higher than anybody expected, and that's fabulous for those of you who are on Social Security, because that means probably in 2023, your Social Security check will go up 9 or 10%, maybe 8%, but right in there somewhere. Now, there's no way for us to know because they only really calculate it on what the CPIW happens to be for July, August, and September. That's when they will figure it for your Social Security check that you will get January 1st, okay? But here is the good news. Normally, even though you see your Social Security check go up by whatever COLA happens to be, and I just recently said to you, your Medicare premium normally goes up as well, so it kind of cancels each other out for a variety of reasons, almost too complicated to explain right now. It is highly probable that next year, for the first time, your Medicare premium will not go up, and in fact, it may even be reduced, which means most of you are actually going to feel like you are getting more money, because if you get an extra 9 or 10% on your Social Security check without it costing you more for Medicare, that will help you somewhat with the inflation that's going on throughout the United States right now. So that's good news for all of you. You know, I could go through this podcast and tell you everything that I really want you to know. But this morning, for some reason, and I don't know why I did this, it was really, really early, and KT was actually still sleeping, and I had my little iPhone on in the bed next to her, and I was going through, just scrolling through all 373 episodes of the Women and Money podcast that I did before this one today. And I realized what an incredible wealth of information happens to be in those 373 episodes. And that didn't surprise me, but on some level, I have to tell you, it did. And then I realized, how are all of you, really, are you going to go through all 373 episodes? Are you going to take the time to really look at which episodes could really help you the most during times that you may need it? So then what I did is I jotted down the dates of the episodes that I think will help you during times like this. And those episodes are: on March 27th, I talked about how when the feds raise the short-term interest rate, how that affects all of you. Great Susie School, you should listen to it. On April 17th, I did a masterclass on I-bonds. So again, if you haven't done I-bonds yet, you've got to listen to that. On May 1st, I did a Susie School on how to get the most out of FDIC insurance and NCUA insurance if you're in credit unions. So if you want your money to be safe and sound and you want to put in more than $250,000, which is the usual limit that's insured, I show you how to do that. On May 22nd, I did a podcast called Conserve, 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 and why I want all of you, and I wanted all of you to even start then to watch every penny that you are spending. On May 29th, I did a Susie School on T-bills, notes, and bonds, an investment that I'll talk about again in a little bit for all of you. So many of you have written in and said, Susie, can you do a Susie School on annuities? Well, guess what, everybody? On June 20th in 2021, I gave you a masterclass. Go and listen to that podcast. And one more podcast that I want to talk about, I did November 15th in 2020, which was on Medicare versus Medicare Advantage. I am going absolutely berserk every time I see Joe Namath on TV telling you how Medicare Advantage is the way to go. It is not. It is not. It will be one of the biggest mistakes you ever make. And what scares me right now is because inflation is so rampant, because everything is costing you more, you probably feel like, oh, if I just switched from Medicare to Medicare Advantage, I could save X amount of money and that will help me and give me the same coverage. It will not, it will not, it will not. One thing that I also want to talk about right now that I didn't mention in that November 15th podcast, and again, I'm gearing this towards people who are on Social Security, who have Medicare, and who are really being affected the most by inflation, in my opinion. Here's what I want you to just understand. Do you know that Medicare actually pays a monthly fee, sometimes as high as $1,000 a month, to these Medicare Advantage insurance companies for them to take you on rather than they having to pay for you? And why do they do that? Because they know it will cost them less. Medicare knows it will cost them less to have you be on Medicare Advantage than if you were covered by Medicare. And so therefore, it is worth it to them. Now, do you think that if it's worth Medicare to pay Medicare Advantage companies for you to be part of Medicare Advantage, that there isn't a great reason for you to stay with Medicare? Of course there is. So again, the November 15th podcast in the year 2020 is something all of you really should listen to, because if you make the mistake of transferring to Medicare Advantage, you cannot automatically transfer back to a Medicare supplement policy. Be very, very careful, everybody. So here again, I've given you so many podcasts, and now I've given you the master list of where you can go to. You can write those dates down or come back and listen to this podcast to know where to go when you want that information. But in summary, we still have a lot of work to do to fix this problem of inflation. And if inflation does not get fixed, then what happens is the big problem of the stock market going down does not get fixed. The problem of your expenses going up does not get fixed. And eventually what happens is the economy starts to slow down, we go into recession, jobs are lost, things start to go wrong, and we don't want that to happen, but there's a good probability that it will. So the main thing I want you to know is that if you want to keep your money safe and sound, and there's nothing wrong with you wanting to keep your money safe and sound. Personally, and I think I've told you this before, 50% of what I have is safe and sound in either cash, so that if I want to invest, I can, or treasuries, or bonds that I bought many years ago that are still giving me 5 and 6% tax-free. So that's the majority of my money. Yes, I have money in the stock market, but I have even more money waiting to when I think it's time to then start to reinvest. And I personally don't think it's quite time yet. Now, I am older, and I am not looking for growth anymore of the money that I have. I am simply looking for preservation of my money. I don't want to lose what I have. If you're younger, you're in your 20s, 30s, or 40s, even 50s, you're in a different situation, most likely, where you do want to see your money grow. So this is the time now that you continue to dollar cost average into stocks that make sense. What kind of stocks are those? Those are currently still oil companies, energy companies. And yes, maybe they took a little bit of a hit last week, but truthfully, oil has nowhere to go right now but up. I don't care what anybody says. The war between Russia and Ukraine isn't going anywhere. Again, we have more of a demand on oil than supply. So oil companies, healthcare, pharmaceuticals possibly. There are companies and exchange-traded funds out there that give you good dividends right now that if you dollar cost average into over the long run, you will be fine. But you just have to, like I've said before, stay diversified and know what you are investing in. But for those of you who want to keep your money safe and sound, you just want a good interest rate, and it just that's all you really care about on some level. Again, I will reiterate, treasury bills and notes and eventually bonds will be the way for you to go. The 10-year treasury was at 3%. Those are great interest rates, but I do think those interest rates will go higher. So one technique that you might want to use with treasury bills and notes, as well as certificates of deposits, is to simply do a laddering technique. So let me give you an example with certificates of deposits. Let's say you have $50,000 to invest. You might want to put $10,000 in a one-year CD, $10,000 in a two-year, $10,000 in a three-year, $10,000 in a four-year, $10,000 in a five-year. Therefore, every year you have $10,000 coming due. If interest rates go up, after 1 year, you'll take that $10,000 and invest it again in a five-year CD, which will again give you higher interest rates. And you just keep rolling like that. And you can do the exact same thing with treasury bills and notes. If you wanted to, you could put money in a six-month treasury bill, a one-year treasury bill, a two-year treasury note, maybe a five-year treasury note, maybe even a 10-year treasury note, and just keep rolling like that. So just take a look at the interest rates that you are being paid. Personally, I don't think it pays to go out further than 5 years right now with anything. And for money that you want liquid, where you need it, it's savings, it's an emergency savings account. Again, please don't go for the banks right now that are trying to get your money by offering you the 1%, the 1.25%. They're trying to do anything possible to get you. In times like this, where you don't know where the economy is going to go and what's going to happen, you want to stay with really strong financial institutions that are giving you a really great interest rate, but what the majority of those institutions are giving you. So you want to know that the company is safe and sound that you're dealing with, and they're going to be there. I, again, feel fabulous about Alliant Credit Union. They are paying you right now 0.75%. Also, if you do not have the Ultimate Opportunity Savings Account with them, you might want to look into that. You would go to myalliant.com. And the reason why you would want to do that is because if you didn't have a lot of money right now and you simply were able to put in $100 a month, every single month for 12 consecutive months, after that you will get what? As long as you have $1,200 in there, a $100 bonus. So you're making 0.75% on your money and the $100 bonus. You know that you would need like $18,000 or so, or whatever it is, in a savings account all at once to earn that kind of money? So all of you, really check it out if you don't have it. And again, I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of you saw in the next few months another sweepstakes being offered. Last year, we offered $20,000 of money for those of you who had the Ultimate Opportunity Savings Account. You automatically were entered if you had that. So just something to think about. I'm sure we might do that again. But for total information on it, just listen to the end of this podcast that's coming up shortly here now to find out exactly how it works. So I know I just threw a whole lot at you, and I don't even know how constructive that was. But what I can hope that you got from this message is inflation is here to stay for some time. The only way for you to combat inflation is to earn more, save more, spend less. So that may mean that you have to take on additional jobs right now. It may mean that you have to sell your home that you have and downsize because you really don't need it. Not a bad thing to do right now. It means that you have to make really, really wise decisions. And you need to conserve, 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 because this is not going to get any better for quite a while, in my opinion. So until next Thursday, when Miss Travis will join me again for Ask Susie and KT Anything, there's really only one thing that matters when it comes to you and your money and what I want for every single one of you, and that's for you to be safe, strong, and secure. All right, see you on Thursday. Bye-bye now.
Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman is acting as a certified financial planner, advisor, a certified financial analyst, an economist, CPA, accountant, or lawyer. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman make any recommendations as to any specific securities or investments. All content contained in this podcast is for informational and general purposes only and does not constitute financial accounting or legal advice. You should consult your own tax, legal, and financial advisors regarding your particular situation. Neither Susie Orman Media nor Susie Orman accepts any responsibility for any losses which may arise from accessing or reliance on information in this podcast. And to the fullest extent permitted by law, we exclude all liability for loss, damages, direct or indirect, arising from the use of this information. The must-have documents discussed in this podcast are legal documents created by a lawyer and distributed by Hay House.